Hi, you're listening to Saints Unscripted.
Each episode is available to view on YouTube, so be sure to check us out.
We're also on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. Enjoy the show.
Remind me again about that massacre we're not supposed to talk about. That was ordained by God too, right?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Saints Unscripted. Today, we're going to be doing a comments video in which we read and react to comments. We've done this a couple times before and wanted to revisit the subject.
Yay.
Yeah.
Take it away.
I want to share this one. It's the evidence Joseph Smith didn't write the Book of Mormon video. It was like one of our podcast ones with Jake. And it said, any Jane Austen novel. Oh, this is from, do we say the person?
Maybe.
James
maybe
Vanderhorn.
Not.
Okay. Any Jane Austen novel is far more complex and layered and profound than the Book of Mormon. I love a Jane Austen stan. I'm a Jane Austen stan myself.
I think he's just in the wrong genre, if that's what he's looking for.
That could be.
Huh? Wait, what?
If he's looking for like emotional Victorian backbiting, he's just in the wrong place, first and foremost.
I think he needs to look more into like dystopian type war books if you're wanting the Book of Mormon comparison. But
yeah, pretty different.
Yeah. Anyway, I just thought that was funny. Like, I love Jane Austen too. I hear you, dude. But no, the Book of Mormon is better.
Sorry. It's kind of an apples to oranges comparison, I think. A little bit.
It is, for sure.
There's room in this world for both. Let there be both.
Let there be both. All right, I got one for you. Okay, this was from our Do Latter-day Saints Believe That Cain Is Bigfoot? Faith and Beliefs episode, number 205.
Some good comments.
Yeah, so this one is, the story is proof that Mormons have a history of propagating religious folklore. Absolutely.
Heck yeah.
Absolutely,
we love folklore.
We do. Every religion has their own folklore, I think. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. It's stated like it's a bad thing, but like, far out, man. I like it. I like that kind of stuff.
I was trying to think of some good ones. The only one I could think of is someone telling me one time that there was a slot left empty in the Salt Lake Temple for elevators.
Yes, I heard that.
I remember hearing that as like a kid being like, wow. Okay, so that's one of those kind of like folklore things that was like propagated.
No, you know what's a big folklore? Is mission folklore.
Oh, yeah.
You serve a mission. You know what we're talking about. Mission folklore.
Like
there are stories.
The three Nephites showed up in an all-white van and they drew their swords. Just kidding. But yeah, you got stories.
Literally,
like that.
How many? I probably wrote to my family once like that I probably met one of the three Nephites.
Anyway. The same mission stories kind of circulate through. Like my uncle's friend's brother once told me when he was on his mission 30 years ago that.
That's, yeah.
Yeah.
That this happened here.
This is kind of just something, it happens in any organization.
Yeah.
For people. Bro, I like this person that spelled editing, E-D-E-T-I-N-G. Bro, the editing, out of this world. LOL, good job.
Like what if English isn't his first language and you're just like
roasting this
guy?
I don't want to shame. I just like it when people get enthusiastic and like repeat the word that's misspelled. It's just got some funny some funny vibes to
some
it.
Some confidence to it.
That's a shout out to, which video was this, Taylor? Probably Taylor.
That was the alien
make up
one.
For it.
Did Taylor edit that one?
My bro with that comment, I didn't know library had two R's in it till I was like 13 or 14. So you can spell editing wrong all you want.
Oh, you thought it was library. Yeah.
Mm. It's embarrassing, Brett.
I don't know. A lot of people say library. Library? That was a new one for me. Anyways.
Hey, there's some weird words out there. Debris? That one had me for a loop for a while.
Rendezvous?
What?
Rendezvous.
Oh my gosh.
Or what is it? Epitome?
Epitome? Epitome?
Freaking English.
I did not know how to spell epitome for so long.
That one was, that comment was from the Aliens video, which Taylor edited though, which was Chef's Kiss. Okay, we got a shout out here for Don Bradley. In the podcast episode we had with him, between him and Jake, they said, I love this interview. Of course, you will be disappointed if you build your foundation on men, as in, I think, just humans in general, not specifically the male
people.
Gender.
Men.
Explained eloquently, Don Bradley, and doubts don't equal apostasy. Yes, that's an important principle to remember. That
yeah, that's a way good
just
point.
Just because you
point
have
out.
Questions doesn't mean you're an apostate.
Yeah, you can definitely question with faith. That's a way good thing to point out.
I like that. This is from an episode with me and Sabrina. Sabrina and I. This is the Book of Mormon episode where we just talked about it. New member here. I've read the Bible and other ancient history books for years and decades, and I started reading the Book of Mormon last year. I can say without a doubt that it is true. It follows the same lines as scripture and other ancient texts. Joseph Smith did not know this. Example being the phrase, in the fullness of time, it's found in at least six ancient sources. It's found in at least six ancient sources.
Like that phrase appears not in the Bible, but it appears in other like ancient works.
Does it not appear in the Bible?
In the fullness of time, it might be in Revelations. The fullness of time?
Maybe. I think that things like that, like evidences like that are great, but you got to make sure that your testimony is founded in something spiritual, a testimony from God.
Yeah.
They're nice.
And this person's approaching the kind of more the ancient history scriptural context, which, I mean, if that's working for them,
there's a place for that.
That's great.
I think things like that are good in as much when someone makes a claim like there are no linguistic evidences of the Book of Mormon. There are. There are still some unanswered questions about certain things about the Book of Mormon in relation to linguistics or anthropology. But there are also some good evidences, not for convincing power, but more as just like a response to that. Like, there's no evidence for this, but there is. It's not going to be what your faith is based off of, but there's stuff. I got one here. I like this. Neither good nor bad, just different. The big question is, did the aliens evolve? If evolution is true, then the aliens had to evolve from space monkeys. I'm unfamiliar with space monkeys. If Evo is false, then aliens are in reality good, preparing souls, and bad angels messing with us.
Okay, so this is from the Did We Evolve video, first of all, to give you some context.
I don't know if that context helps unpack this.
It doesn't, but I just like it. The not knowing the video would...
The anyway, aliens had to evolve. I thought it was the aliens video. Monkeys.
That's funny. Did aliens evolve?
I don't know.
If evolution is true, then aliens had to evolve from space monkeys. Space monkeys.
There's
what are space
unpack.
Monkeys again?
If you like mix water with those little Jane, that's
like, where is this going? You're so prepared to answer a question about space monkeys. Maybe we need to do an episode about this.
If evolution is false and aliens are good,
I think maybe there are just some false premises here in this comment. Like the train of logic may not be quite.
We are lacking context.
We might be lacking context too. Yeah,
I'd love to have a conversation with this individual.
He looks like a very interesting person to talk to.
You guys keep picking the positive ones.
I like his fedora.
Okay, here's a negative one.
Just what I wanted.
I don't know what video this is on, but the comment is. And this is something that happens a lot. Like there will be a video, but then the comments will just be completely unrelated or just like finding things to complain about that have nothing to do with the subject of the video, which is just, it irks me a little bit. But anyways, this one is, remind me again about that massacre we're not supposed to talk about. That was ordained by God too, right?
Oh my God.
And I'm just like, okay, this massacre that we're not supposed to talk about, that there's a Gospel Topics essay about, that church historians have written two books about, that is talked about in the Saints volumes.
That we've done episodes on.
That we've done, also multiple episodes on, like
that massacre.
That massacre.
There are a lot of things the church could be more transparent about, but that's not one of them.
That's such a go-to for them.
And no,
dude.
It wasn't ordained by God. Of course that wasn't.
Like, we know that. By God.
Like, we're not claiming that it was. Absolutely not.
This video is probably talking about something totally different anyway.
And this, for context, this is the Mountain Meadows Massacre, I think, is what they're referring to here.
Continuing down the negativity train.
Yes, let's do it.
How My LDS Mission Triggered My Mental Health was the episode. And the comment is, what if the root cause for much of the mental illness is the fact that Joseph Smith and his strange history are really false? Polygamy, treasure digging, fraudulent BOA, Book of Mormon translation, conflicting first visions, zero anthropology to support Book of Mormon history. That last comment is kind of like what we're talking about before. Like, there is anthropologic evidence for the Book of Mormon. That's not going to be what convinces you or what your testimony should ever be based off of.
Well, it's just kind of funny, this comment, because it's only talking about these random parts of church history, as in like that's almost like saying like, I have anxiety because of something that happened 200 years ago with my ancestors. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess like it could, maybe this person's trying to say that like, because the church was started on these false things that like, it's the church that's causing my mental health issues. But like,
I think they could
have pointed out other things.
I think like, that this person is just coming from a position of a lot of pain.
Yeah.
I think that their feelings, there are people that feel like because they weren't taught these things on, you know, in church on Sunday, or like blatantly and directly told like, hey, there are four different versions of the first vision account that Joseph gave over a period of years. I think that because they weren't like sat down and told these things, they feel some betrayal when they find out about these things. And I can understand why that could cause some emotional turmoil. At the same time, yeah, there are people who are very well aware of these things, like us, I'm assuming, that haven't had the same result or haven't interpreted those events in the same way. So I think it's important to like leave room for people, because none of us are forced into believing, right? Like that's mm-hmm. a choice that God gives us to choose if we're going to believe or not. So I think it's important to like leave room for these people who choose a different path. And you know, I hope that whatever is going on in this person's life, like I hope you get some help for that. I hope you get it resolved and come to some peace regarding it.
It's a very understanding and
are able to move on.
Yeah, that was very respectful of you.
I would just issue a small warning. Whenever looking at a group of people, their beliefs or their lifestyle, be very careful not to attribute mental illness in any people of that group, the cause of like beliefs or something like that. Mental illness often strikes people like indiscriminately. Mm-hmm. There are things you can do to manage it, to make it better, but like you probably didn't cause your mental illness. You can treat it, you can get it under control, and you can live your life such that you minimize its effect in your life, but like, You didn't create your mental illness. You didn't. So
it's a complicated, like,
yeah,
you can't just be like, you have mental illness because you're ABC, you know?
Yeah. Be very careful about like pointing to the cause of someone's mental illness.
So true. We have a favorite commenter who we like to just share his comments just because of his manner of speaking is interesting. But this is for you, David. He said, great. Dave, brother of fun tongue, talented brother, I wonder about the blunder of needlessly laying folktales at the feet of Spencer W. Kimball and a cherished book that's helped save countless saints, similar to dinging Brigham Young for how he handled the Mountain Meadows massacre without having a deeper knowledge of his milieu. Thank you, Taylor. Fast and loose juice, a bit shy, good guy, a bit sly, good guy. The trend is to rend, to toss hot sauce. I struggle with like the
very
style.
Unconventional flow.
There is need to be careful with what is uttered and muttered, to be more responsible with this platform, to be watchful with word.
I feel like I'm being challenged to like a rap battle right now. And if that's the case, I will fail. I think I responded to this. We had a small exchange under this comment, but this commenter is usually, he says very favorable things about the show. So to give some context, this was on the video we did about Bigfoot. And I talk about how one of the books that perpetuates this idea that Cain is Bigfoot is The Miracle of Forgiveness by Spencer W. Kimball.
Really?
Yeah, because he includes in the book the journal entry or whatever it was from an earlier character that suggests that Cain was still alive in the 1800s or whenever. And so that's kind of like, that's a big reason why the Bigfoot as Cain story is popular today still, is because it was in a then apostle's book. And so all I did was mention that in the episode. He felt apparently like I was criticizing the
Spencer W. Kimball,
which I guess there is some implicit criticism there that it perpetuated this story that isn't very well founded. But like, I felt like I was pretty respectful. Like I didn't say, dang, Spencer W. Kimball wrote this trash book and put this story in it. Cause it's not like, there's some things I disagree with in the book, but overall, like it's great, but
okay.
Anyway, so he got upset about that, but like, I don't know. I have to call it like I see it. And the other thing was mentioning Brigham Young there and the Mountain Meadows Massacre. Mm-hmm. And like, again, like he didn't handle it perfectly. He didn't. I don't think he ordered the massacre by any means, but like there are things that could have been done differently. I wish were done differently in the aftermath, even taking into account his contemporary context. So I don't know. I think that sometimes maybe not to generalize, but older, more traditional members of the church might struggle with taking issue with some past decisions from past leaders.
Okay.
But yeah. All respect for those people. We are all imperfect, and I'm sure they were doing the best with what they had at the time. Mm-hmm. That was a long response to that comment. But what did you guys think?
I do love when you said the trend is to rend to toss hot sauce.
Yeah.
Just like as if to say, like, you know, to heck with anything that was ever done in the past. I think that's is that what you say?
I interpreted it as like
salt
that I'm
wound?
Yeah, that I'm like throwing shade at the prophets.
Oh.
But
to toss hot sauce, we can use that now instead of throwing shade.
Toss hot sauce.
Glenn, I don't know if you write prose.
I see what you're saying.
For your
I like
job
that
or anything.
Better.
But you have some very commendable writing skills. I enjoy reading this. Maybe consider creating a work of some kind. Book, articles. Anyways, I like the way Glenn says things. It's
got a fan.
It's very unique.
It is.
It's
very eye-catching.
I know.
It is.
As always, we love that you guys share your comments.
Time to go visit the chiropractor.
After, oh yeah.
Because she spines, give us good spines.
That
all
makes
right.
sense. I just
don't toss the hot sauce. We love you
Thank
all.
Thank you for joining us.
Bye.
Thanks for listening.
Be sure to check us out on YouTube.
And you can message us on Facebook, Instagram, or TikTok. Bye.